this sounds like a pretty extraordinary sort of thing. I don't recall that we've ever been in a position in the state of Missouri where free whooping cough vaccine has been made available, certainly not this early in the season, but I don't recall it ever being made available at no cost before. What triggers this?
I'm sorry, I think I lost you a little bit there.
What triggers this this action?
Well, this is a federal grant that is allowing the local public health agencies like the county health departments and city health departments in certain areas of the state to provide free vaccines for people ages 11 and up, for older folks who may not, you know, have had a vaccine against pertussis in the near past.
Is this something that people should get shots for periodically or every few years, even grown-ups?
Yes, I mean, there are recommendations, you know, around age 11 or 12, the CDC recommends people get a vaccine, and they also recommend people ages 19 and older every 10 years get a booster as well. So also anyone who's going to be around children or going to, you know, works in a child care facility or at a health care facility is recommended to get a vaccine as well. And pregnant mothers are also recommended to get a vaccine.
How big is the grant?
I don't have the specific numbers right here in front of me. I can track them down, but basically, like I said, it allows, you know, each of these local public health agencies to provide these to people.
I was going to ask how many doses this pays for then.
Yeah, that is information I can track down. I don't have the exact numbers right here in front of me.
So what's behind this? Are we facing an epidemic of some kind that's roaring up out of South America, or what?
No, cases fluctuate from year to year. This year, so far, there are 201 cases that have been reported in Missouri, which is actually down from last year. But the CDC has said that in 2012, there were more than 41,000 cases nationwide, which is more than any year since 1955, according to them. So this is obviously something that they're seeing more in all areas of the country. So
how many cases did we have in Missouri last year?
815 in 2012. So this year it's down. There's only 201 so far. Last year at this time, there was a little over 400. So they are less this year than there were last year at this time.
Do you have any numbers that indicate whether we have a trend over the last 4 or 5 years that's going on?
They kind of fluctuate from year to year. Last year, there were 815 cases total in 2012 in Missouri, and in 2011, there were 438 cases. So obviously, there was a bit of an uptick there. In 2010, there were 604 cases. 2009, there were 1,015. So you can see that there's fluctuations in the number of cases. But, one thing people should remember and know is that getting these vaccines and boosters will help prevent this from being spread to other folks will help prevent people from becoming sick.
Is this any kind of a seasonal ailment? We normally think of flu season or something like that.
It's a bacterial infection that people will get, so it spreads, you know, from person to person contact. And obviously, the most well-known symptom, it's called pertussis, but people also call it whooping cough because it comes with a very chronic and increasingly severe cough is one of the telltale signs of it. And obviously the best way for people, if they feel like they might have some of the symptoms, which include flu-like symptoms like a runny nose, sneezing, a mild fever, and obviously that increasingly chronic cough, they should go to their family physician or a doctor to get an actual diagnosis.
Now, as I recall from my kids getting their shots, they got shots that also had a couple of other things mixed in with the vaccines, or diphtheria, pertussis, and
And tetanus.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Is that still in the adult shot too?
Yes, it's the same one. There, it's the same kind of vaccine. It's actually called the DTaP is the acronym for the vaccine for older individuals ages, you know, 7 and up or 11 and up in this case is what they're offering for free vaccines, but it protects people against those diseases.
Is there, how much of a delay period is there from the time you get the shot until you're actually inoculated?
I mean, I think people should make sure they wait a couple of weeks after they get the shot to make sure, you know, there's no symptoms or anything. I mean, it's supposed to help fight these diseases off. But I think after a couple of weeks, people will know a lot better if they have any of the symptoms of it.
They can go to the regular doctor's office and get these shots. Is there a fee for regular doctor's office shots as opposed to those that go through public health agencies?
I mean, we would recommend that they, you know, people utilize this free service for now. And for younger individuals, there are certain people who can qualify for reduced cost or free vaccines. I can get you information about that as well. But there's, you know, a certain schedule people are supposed to follow, especially in younger individuals, to make sure they're hitting the certain times they need to get these vaccines.
Well, obviously because they have the schedule for the young people very early on, it's young people mm-hmm. who are especially vulnerable. Are older people, is their vulnerability increased as people get older?
I think the main kind of, I think anybody is susceptible to it. I don't think there's any age where people are not, but the main point of focus is, you know, infants and toddlers and people, or, you know, younger children, to make sure they don't get it because they're at a higher risk and it can be more serious in those younger ages.
Now, other than seriously coughing yourself around, does this turn into anything else, or is whooping cough very often a fatal illness for people, or do they eventually get over
it? There are instances where people have passed away from it, so it's something that should be taken seriously. But those symptoms that I listed earlier, kind of flu-like symptoms and a very severe and chronic cough are the main ones. And especially, like I said, the most at risk populations are infants and toddlers. So people, if they see this, they should go to their doctor and make sure, make sure they're getting the treatments that their family physician or a doctor who's trained to recognize and treat all these diseases, make sure they're looking at them and recommending a course of action.